We continue with our study of this second last book, the book of Jude, for this Lord's Day. And the subject I would like to consider with you is faith and perseverance to the glory of God. And our text is at the last two verses of the book. Jude 24 and 25. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. A better rendering of verse 24 is to translate the Greek word, which is translated in English, keep, to translate that word to guard, or to preserve, or to defend. But we shall just use that one word. Instead of to keep, we shall read it as to guard. Now unto him that is able to guard you from falling. To begin, as you can see here, here is a doxology. Here is the writer Jude, a short epistle, but yet a most practical letter for the Christian believers. But he concluded this book with a doxology of praise. And so we ask, brethren and friends, as we live each day, and particularly those of us who are Christian believers or profess to be one, is there any work? Is there anything which we should complete without praise or without thanksgiving to God? Can we do that? Should we not, as God's people, acknowledge that in and of ourselves we are weak, we are helpless, and we need God? Even the best of our work is not our own effort per se, but it is with God's help that we are able to complete. And so, prayer should always have praise mingled with it. The preaching of the gospel, or the writing of the gospel, the teaching of the word of God, and every other form of Christian service should be combined with the Spirit, or with the heart of praise and thanksgiving to God. We must humbly acknowledge that without God, indeed, we can do nothing. And all that we have done as Christian believers, all the so-called good works that we have done, is with the help of God and the help of the Holy Spirit. So the writer Jude, with burning words in the earlier preceding verses, denouncing sin and urging us, the believers, to live a life of purity and holiness. And so he can do no otherwise but except to conclude his epistle by saying, now unto him that is able to guard you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. So, brethren, let us first of all consider that you and I, as God's children, we have every reason for ascribing praise to our God, our Creator, our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. And the main reason that we ascribe and continue to ascribe praise to God is that God is able to guard us, to guard the true Christian from stumbling. The Lord is able. The Lord's ability is to be employed for the good of each one of His blood-redeemed children. His power, God's power, is intended for your keeping. And we learn from the Psalms to sing unto the Lord a new song, to sing unto the Lord with all our heart and with all our soul, to bless Him. Why? Who is able to guard you and I from stumbling, and to present you, to present me, to present those who are in Christ, faultless, before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy at the final day. So we glean from verse 24, first of all, that there is the danger to be feared, or the danger to be apprehended. This is my first head. The danger to be feared. The danger is what? The danger is stumbling, which is a lesser form of falling. For example, a horse may stumble and not fall, yet it is a sort of falling, though it is a stumbling. Now, there are, and we must acknowledge this, both the preachers and the people of God, there are faults, there are shortcomings which the child of God, you and I, are very liable, which do not amount to actual falling, but we are stumblings. Like David, we have to say, my feet were almost gone, my steps had well nigh or near sleep. Psalm 73 verse 2. We are not actually down. We have not broken our knees, spiritually speaking, but we were within an inch of falling. So a little more, and we should have fallen to our serious hurt. The text here speaks of Him who is, or that is able to guard you from stumbling, to preserve you from the smallest form of grieving the Holy Spirit, or the faintest trace of sin, which would not amount to a fall. The Lord Jesus, the Lord God, our Creator, can keep you, the Christian believers, from that which is not a fall, but which might lead to it. Jude does not say that you are able to guard yourselves from falling, for you are not. You and I, as mortal, flesh and blood, we are not able to guard ourselves from falling. But the ascription of praise is to Him who is able to guard you even from stumbling. And not only that, but to present you not only pardoned, but faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy. Then we see also, next, stumbling is not only a form of falling, but it is a prelude to falling. Do we not have such experiences as believers, oftentimes we first stumble, and then after a while, down we go. Especially if we persist in our disobedience to God's word, to God's law, we refuse to repent, we persist in our stumbling, and finally we fall. If we could recover ourselves from stumble, we should not have to gather ourselves up from the fall. And so long before the believers or the believer fall into public sin and shame God's character or shame God's name, those who watch him, such a person, if you watch such a person who stumble, you will see if that person persists, he will go down to a fall. He kept on for months, for weeks, for months. But as you look at him, you feel sure that he will have a stumble, another stumble. And then finally, he or she goes down spiritually. And he is getting weak. He is or she is not, or she has not, or he has not looked into the Word of God lately. So he is unconscious that he is declining. If Satan, my friends, cannot conquer man's soul by storming it, he sometimes gains his victory by zapping and mining, gradually undermining the walls and getting a secret entrance into your heart that way. And so may the Lord make us those who are his children, and that we also on our part pray that the Lord will help us to be very watchful, that we may not be ignorant of Satan's devices, and may our Savior guard us even from stumbling, for then we shall be kept from falling. Furthermore, we see that stumbling is itself a form of evil. Stumbling is a form of evil. If you think of another phrase or another phase of it, or another stage of it, there were some who stumbled at the doctrine of Christ in Jesus' day, as we read in the Gospel. We have that account where a number of followers who kept with Jesus up to a certain point, but when Jesus said this to them, "Except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in him or in you." John 6:53. At the very moment they heard this saying from the Lord Jesus or this teaching, they soon went away and walked not with the Lord Jesus anymore. They turned their backs to the Lord Jesus. Beloved, we want God so to uphold us, to keep us and to guard us, that whatever the teaching of the Bible, whatever the teachings we find in the Word of God may be, things that are difficult for us to understand, things that seems contrary, things that seems not rational, we shall in humility with the help of God the Holy Spirit to receive it without raising an objection. As we read it, as we see in Scripture as it is, let us humbly receive it without raising an objection. There are some Christian people who stumble at one doctrine, especially if they hear somebody denounce it. And there are others whose faith is shaken at another doctrine of the Bible because they have met with some wise people or some great theologians whom they have high regard, who they think knows better than the Word of God, and say that it cannot be true, and so they are shaken when they hear such things from such people. In these days, in our days, which is not new, and it has happened for a long while, there is very great liability to this kind of stumbling, especially among Christians who do not read their Bibles much. And I'm frightened, truly. I'm not saying this out of formality. I am truly frightened at the increasing rate of such Christians in the church. I observe, and recently one pastor from Singapore texted me a song that someone, a Christian, sent to him via WhatsApp. A song by this one, there's one singer here, is from this country, that turned the Lord's Prayer into a song. And put in a modern contemporary tune to it, and also with some changes to the words, or added to the Lord's Prayer some of his own words, and to sing it. And because he is a famous singer now in his old age, but I think he continues to sing as his profession. And so this has been circulated, and it is frightening because Christians who have been in and out of the church for umpteen years are now very readily and quickly captivated and taken by all this celebrity, and because what they hear or read has some Christian terms in it, therefore it must be right, it must be biblical, and then they are so touched by it, and they start forwarding all this. And so it is frightening that many professing Christians do not know what God's word really teaches, and so they are not established in the faith. They are weak in their faith. They do not even know the elements or the basic or the foundational doctrines of Christ. They have not examined the immutable foundations of the faith, and therefore they staggered. Truly, the mystery of the kingdom of God are so profound, and the teachings of Christ are so contrary to the reasons of flesh and blood, that we need not wonder if some are stumbled. Therefore, brethren, let those of us who are in Christ take note, be watchful, and let us beseech the Lord Jesus, who is able to guard us from every form of stumbling, to guard us and to keep us in steady step, that we may press on in the way of eternal life and never be ashamed of truth, lest the truth should be ashamed of us. Let us believe what the Bible says, however difficult the believing may be, And the simple reason is this: because God has said it, that's the end of it. No need argument, no need to raise any objection. Yes, of course, we need and should pray for the Holy Spirit to give us clearer light on in the understanding of God's word. Let us do that. And if we do that, this should stand for us as the great master argument. Not the reasonableness of the doctrine. Not because it commends itself to our judgment, but let the God, word of God be the truth. That God has said it, that ends all debate. Christ is able to guard us from such stumbling as to doctrine. So then, if we are guarded from stumbling, we shall certainly be kept from falling. This is an inclusive blessing. Now unto him that is able to guard you from falling is an inclusive blessing. It includes preservation from all falling into outward sin, and especially all final falling or fatal falling. You can be assured of that. If you are truly a born-again believer, a genuine Christian who believes in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you can be assured that God is going to and is able to keep you from falling into hell. God is able to preserve those who are his children to the very end. Christ is able to guard us from stumbling. Much more, he is able to preserve us from falling away, from utterly departing from the faith. But we should do that, if not for God's guardian's grace. There is nothing that the worst of men have done which the best of men could not do if they were left alone by the grace of God. Dear friends and brethren, do not think so much of yourself as to imagine yourself incapable of even the greatest crime. Oh, my dear friends and brethren, do not let your pride so blind you that you become conceited and think and say in your heart, I will, for example, I will not be like Peter who denied Jesus. I will not be like David, a man after God's own heart, commit adultery. I tell you, especially the men, never, never open your mouth to say that to your wife. And of course, vice versa these days. Never, never. Because I tell you, if God, the Holy Spirit, should remove his restraining hand over you, you are gone. I have seen it. I have heard it throughout my short ministry in the gospel. I have been out working before I come into the ministry for 20 over years. And the Lord put me through various experiences to learn before I come into the ministry. Never, never open your mouth and never, never think, cannot be. This person, oh, he is so weak. He commit this crime.
He embezzled the company's fund. He took this and that from the church. I will never do that. I won't fall into that sin. Oh, really? Really? Watch. Watch. Never, never imagine yourself incapable of even the greatest crime or the greatest sin. Brethren, we must be kept by God Himself, or else stumbling, falling, fouling, and fatally falling will be our lot. From that, however, the Lord will preserve those who are truly His children, born of the Spirit of God. I move on now to our second lesson from the text, and which is this: the privilege to be enjoyed. Now unto Him that is able to guard you from stumbling. This is a privilege for only the Christian to enjoy. It is a great privilege to be guarded from stumbling, for it is a privilege that we, those of us in Christ, greatly need. We as God's people, weak as we are, feeble as we are, it is indeed a great privilege to be kept, to be preserved from falling. I was thinking of the many things that make us in danger of falling. And one of the danger, as I said before, is our weakness. You see, it is the weak horse that stumbles and falls. That horse is out of condition, out of health, and down it goes. And same for us. When we are weak, and we are very weak indeed all the time, but the problem is that we are very proud, conceited people. We always think of ourselves as strong, that I'm able to withstand all this temptation, that I'm not weak. Now, what Christian need is to be guarded from all forms of stumbling. For example, a man, a believer, may be a very good believer in the church, but he may be falling in his responsibility at home or at his place of work, which is a bad Christian testimony. Yes, it is an evil thing when Christian is bad anywhere, whether at home, at place of work, and whether at school or at his place of study. But it is a grand thing, a great thing, and only God is able, or God can enable us to attain that. When we do not stumble in any one of the ways which we have to go, but are kept walking uprightly always, whether at home, in the public, or even in the church. Moreover, it is not only needful for us to be kept, but it is very gracious on God's part, on the Lord Jesus' part, to keep us. Brethren, what if you should have this text fulfilled in you, so that through a long and trying life, a life full of affliction, that you should live in such a way that when your enemies or unbelievers wanted to find fault with you, they would not know where to begin. Therefore, brethren, let us plead for the Lord's help to live our lives as Christian believers in a way that when the people of the world, when the unbelievers look and search us up and down, that they will have to say of you, as they say of Daniel, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. Daniel 6:5. If you should go down to your grave at the end of your life, faultless or blameless. Not that we can, any of us, be in ourselves faultless or blameless in the sight of God. We will not be able to do so in and of ourselves. But if you should live such a blameless life, that no one should be able to say evil of you, but shall be compelled to confess that in you is the life of Christ, that in you the life of Christ has been reflected in your measure. What a privilege it would be for you, isn't it? Of course, it is possible. It is possible for a believer, a true believer, to live such a life. To live such a life, not perfect Christian. I'm not talking about that here. You have no such teaching in the Bible. But blameless in the sense that all in all, at the final day, God is able to keep you faultless, blameless, that altogether you have indeed lived a life that is pleasing to God, that glorifies God. And this is the privilege that is set before you in the text, that you should not be stumbled. And then the final lesson is from verse 25, which is the glory that is due to Christ for this privilege. The glory that is due to Christ for this privilege. If we are guarded from stumbling, let us humbly acknowledge that we take no credit to ourselves, but we must lay the crown at the feet of the Lord Jesus, to whom the power belongs. If God has kept us from stumbling until now, brethren, let us praise Him for the past, what He has done to us or for us in the past. What a mercy to have had this keeping year after year. Notwithstanding, as I said, many imperfections and follies which we got ourselves into, which we have to confess, yet we have been kept from every gracious, or grievous rather, stumbling that would have dishonored the name of God. Let us not forget that. If God has kept you going as a Christian until now, never forget what He has done for you in the past. It is by His power you are kept in the faith till this present time. Bless the Lord Jesus that you have been kept from stumbling today. You and I should have no doubt that we have been to places or engaged ourselves in some activities or even leisures that might have caused us to slip and trip if not for the restraining hand of the Holy Spirit. Let us say, and now unto Him who has guarded me from stumbling, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. The next time, brethren, when danger or temptation comes to you, praise God. Praise Him that He can guard you from stumbling. Tomorrow morning, perhaps you will face with a very difficult temptation or a very difficult task. And so, you need, and I need, to look forward in the new week, or in the course of the new week, to seek the Lord for help, to keep our step from slipping into the way of sin and destruction, and shame the name of Christ. Remember to praise the Lord God now. that He is able to guard you from stumbling. When we climb the celestial hill at our final step, when we enter into heaven and find ourselves among the white robe, the blood-washed congregation, I wonder which of us will praise God the most. Let us not wait until then, brethren, but let us begin here. Let us rehearse this doxology every day. Let us say, "Now unto Him that is able to guard me from stumbling, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever." One final note, brethren, this sermon, I must say very clearly once again, this sermon, this doxology, does not belong to those who are not Christian believers. It is my responsibility as the minister of the gospel to tell you very frankly, to make sure that you are very clear that this doxology is meant only for the true, genuine, born-again believer, born of the Spirit of God. Keep this in mind. As I said before, and I said it again, many are living in the delusion or in this deception because they read the Bible or even they pray and they come to church regularly. They give their offering. They do this, they do that. All their friends are Christians. They go for short-term mission trip to help the missionaries. Therefore, by doing all this, attending to all this, even serving in the church, and they think that they are born again believers. No, my dear friends. Anyway, I just want to give you a good news. Take very careful note of this, that the Lord Jesus, who can keep the saints from stumbling, can bring the sinner into the right way. The same grace that can preserve the child of God from falling into sin can bring you, who are still outside of the kingdom of God, can bring you out of sin. And as you look holy to the Lord Jesus Christ, and certainly you must do so. And so may the Lord lead you to look out of yourself, to get yourself out of that deception from those who preach to you prosperity gospel, health and well gospel, to those who give to you easy believism or easy Christianity. Get yourself out of this and ask yourself, is the life of God truly in your soul, in your heart? And so may the Lord lead you out of yourself now, your feelings and your doing, and trust the Lord Jesus Christ, who died but lives again, and who lives to save guilty sinners. Whosoever believeth in Jesus has everlasting life, and He will bring them into His holiness and righteousness, and to keep them from stumbling, and to present them among the rest of His blood-washed people, to praise His name forever and ever. And so may the Lord bless this brief meditation of His Word to our blessing, for Christ's sake. Let us pray.
Our gracious, loving Heavenly Father, we praise and thank Thee indeed for what we are now as Thy people is all Thy doing. It is You, Heavenly Father, by Your Spirit that has kept us from falling till this moment, till this day. And may Thou be merciful to continue to keep us, to guard us from stumbling, from falling, as You have promised in Your Word, and to present us faultless before the presence of Your glory with exceeding joy. So help us, Heavenly Father, that in this new week, that Thy Spirit will empower us, that we may live our lives that glorify Thy holy name, and to enjoy Thee. Hear this our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.